T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It is the WIP Midday Show. Richie Seltzer in for the camera. Everything on the table today. Little Eagles, little Sixers, little Phillies. It's a grab bag. Mostly talking Eagles, though. We have not gotten a chance since Thursday night because of the Sixers season ending, because of the Phillies West Coast trip. I've not really gotten a chance to react to the schedule. I'm incredibly optimistic about this team and the opportunity in front of them. When you look at the schedule, the way it's shaked out, outside of Aaron Rodgers, there is not a single elite quarterback on their schedule. I like the way the team's been put together. I like Sirianni year one to year two. I like Jalen Hurts to take a leap forward this year.
Now,
I just feel really good about where this team is at and what they could do.
The Sirianni year one to year two thing, I think you are taking a leap. I do. We have not seen yet. I thought it was a great point our caller brought up. We got 8 new defensive coordinators that we'll be facing this year. Guys who are sort of staking their reputation on how well do they stop what you do well.
But that could go both ways, right? I mean, they don't know their personnel yet. They're not. I mean, Jonathan Gannon was we didn't like him in year one, and I think there's a chance he's better in year two with better personnel, with the scheme he wants to run. I'm not expecting. I'm not a Jonathan Gannon fan, but that's my point with these other ones. Why do we think that Mike Caldwell in year one is going to know what the hell to call? Like, we don't know. He could be horrible.
The problem is they know better what we will try to do. You know, they have some idea of what worked for us last year.
Let's go and execute.
We need to take that next step, which is to say evolve as an offense, which will depend a lot on how well Jalen can, you know, become more adept at recognizing what defenses are trying to do to him and, you know, find the open guy, go through your progressions, full field reads, all that stuff. And it's... Sirianni is, in my mind, an unproven commodity until he shows that he can take it to these teams with an offense that is stacked against, like that defenses stack against it. Remember, a big part of our success in 2017 was that no one had any idea what to do with the RPO stuff. Defenses were stymied. And then the following year, everyone took an offseason to say, okay, we're going to make it a focus to figure out how to thwart this, and we're going to start playing our linebackers differently, and we're going to make it harder for the Eagles to do what they did last season with so much success. And, you know, defenses made it harder. I think we're going to see something along similar lines this year, and we still have to see if Nick Sirianni can also, when he is counterpunched, if he can have another move on top of that, if he can counterpunch the counterpunch.
Where do you stand on the Eagles after the schedule release? Are you as optimistic as me? Richie's still optimistic, still thinks they're a better team.
I am optimistic.
Yeah, yeah.
I am really excited about the changes we've made. I think we're laying it on a little bit thick.
And that's fair. We've done that in the past.
When we're talking about a double-digit win team, I know double-digit win teams aren't.
I mean, they were 9 last year. You have to at least, let's put it this way. If they don't win more games this year, it's a massive disappointment, period. Just based on year, for all these guys. It's Sirianni year two. It hurts year two.
Look, and that's where I get worried.
Yeah.
If they don't win double digits this year, we will all be disappointed. And winning double digits in this league is not easy. When I went through the cursory first look at the schedule, I went through it and I thought 9 wins. And, you know, that's a good season. That's a winning season.
It's an okay season.
Yeah. It's it's not going to be easy to win double digits, no matter how easy the schedule looks right now. And I think we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves.
215-592-9494. What do you say? Coming up in a few minutes, we'll dive a little deeper into James Bradbury and exactly what type of addition that would be for the Eagles. Let's go back to the phones, go to Maryland and talk to Sean. Hey, pal.
Hey, James. Hey, John. How are you today?
Doing great, Sean.
Hey, like Elliot said earlier, I think we are in for a 13-win season. I only see pickups with maybe the Titans, Colts, Cowboys in their house, and the Packers. But other than that, I think with the additions that we've made this year, we can run the table.
So we're, so we're sweeping everybody except the Cowboys in our division.
Which is possible. I mean, they swept everybody in 2017. They've swept everybody
other years.
We won
the Super Bowl in 2017.
I know. But, I mean, it's not impossible to sweep the Giants
in
Washington.
It is not impossible. It is so improbable. It's just so rare that it happens. These are teams that know you, and they you know, make it their focus on winning the division, beating those teams that you play twice. It's really hard to do that.
Yeah, I still think with the Giants and the Redskins, the additions that we made this year are so much better than the ones they have made during the offseason.
Oh, without question. And, you know, we know, I'm not a Carson Wentz believer. I think they're going to be bad with Wentz. I think the Giants aren't even intending to win football games. Like, they're not going to go out and lose on purpose or anything. Dable's going to coach as well as he can and stuff. But from an organizational perspective, I think they are very much looking forward to the 2023 draft and selecting a quarterback. And I think that's the path for their franchise. So, I don't know. I'm not scared by those teams. Could they lose one of the four to those teams? Absolutely. I'm planning on it.
And a real quick note on the Phillies, guys. You know, I'll start to buy into them when they win a National League East divisional series.
I get it. To be fair, you know, they've played the Mets and the Marlins.
It's
they haven't
up.
Played the Braves yet. I mean, the Nationals, they'll win series against the Nationals. The Nationals are horrible. But, look, I think it's a fair point. But, you know, look, they beat the Dodgers. I'm not too worried about, like, having to beat – you have to beat your division team because you play your division teams. But I don't think beating the NL East is much harder than beating the Dodgers. The Dodgers are better than anyone in the NL East.
I just think we need to put up some wins in our own division.
Ultimately, they're going to have to, because to win games, you play your division the most. But let's put it this way: if they lose to the Mets, but they beat the Giants and the Angels, or if they lose to the Braves, let's say, and they win the series against the Padres, win the series against the Dodgers, win the series against San Francisco, I won't care, because those teams are better than the NL East teams. I get your point, but I don't think other than the fact that you play them a lot of times, I don't think you have to, like, be good against your division to be a good baseball team comparatively. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those teams, though, they're ripe for the taking, though. Marlins, Nationals, even the Braves, they lost a little bit this year. The Mets are playing great baseball, but these games are ripe for the taking.
Yeah, well, they need to win more games, period. I'm with you, Sean. Sean, got a song lyric for us?
Yeah, how about the Beatles? I get by with a little help from my friends.
That's a great one. A classic.
Yeah.
You know, can't go too wrong with that one, obviously. Played that in my wedding.
Really?
We did all Beatles for, like, the walking down the aisle.
Seriously?
Yeah. So, like,
wow.
Yeah.
Look at how.
So, like, when my mom walked down the aisle, we did Blackbird.
So it wasn't like dun dun dun.
No, none of that. Like,
it's
Emily
Blackbird.
Blackbird. Emily walked down to something, you know, something the way she moves. She walked down to that.
Nice.
I walked, like, my friends all walked out to a little help from my friends, like all the groomsmen and all that stuff, you know. So we had a little fun with it. It was cool.
That is
good.
Cool.
Yeah, we walked out. I've just seen a face. So it's been great. Go Beatles. Can never go wrong with the Beatles, especially when we're talking about best song lyrics. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Coach G in Mount Airy. What's up, Coach? Coach! Ah, Coach. Put Coach on hold. Might need to coach him to be
Coach
a little more
G,
ready, right?
Been on mute. I mean,
come on, Coach. We'll come back to Coach. Let's go to someone I know will be there. Our buddy Tom in Edmonton. What up, Tommy?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Doing great, Tom.
So happy No Joe Day, fellas.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, speaking of Joe, how'd that work out yesterday with that heads up I gave you, James, on the cut?
Oh, yeah. So what I do when I do drop of the week is I pull, like, the section of time that something is in, and then I put it all together in the morning. So I'll get there. I have the section of time, so I'll grab it.
Gotcha. Okay, so I heard you guys pick apart the schedule yesterday, and I came to the conclusion that collectively, you guys are nutso.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, collectively is what I would do. I came to 12-5 all by myself, so just come right at me, Tom.
I think it's crazy,
you're nutso.
Too, man. I think it's crazy.
I mean, I'm really not. But, I mean, again, I don't think it's at all nutso to say if you, like, especially 11. I mean, 11 is two games better than they were last year. I would be shocked if they don't win more games than they did last year. I'd be floored.
As I told you Saturday, I got them at 9 wins, and
I think that's reasonable.
I think that's great. I think it's too pessimistic. I mean, how do you find 8 losses on this schedule? I mean, who are they losing to? It's crazy.
Well, you keep drawing the parallel to 17 and how quick a team can turn it around. And while I agree with that, James, the biggest point there would be we had a franchise quarterback and the best backup quarterback in the league at that time, which we don't have anywhere near that.
Obviously this shows that you don't believe in Jalen Hurts, and I believe in him a lot more than you do. So that I think that's probably
the difference.
Right. But so here's what I'll say to you, because I know that you're a Hurts doubter and all that, but there is a difference between, you know, becoming one of the best quarterbacks in the league and all that, which a lot of people talk about, and just being better than he was last year. Like, I would bet, I was about to say my life, but I might bet my life that if nothing else, Jalen Hurts will be better than he was last year. Like, I don't know how much better, but he will be a better quarterback than he was last year, and that alone will make them a better football team.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as getting double digit wins, if you could just say
they won 9 last year, Tom. They won 9 last year. They won 9.
I know, and the schedule.
And they didn't play the last game of the season. They didn't even need to. So, like, I don't understand how you could say it sounds crazy to go double digits.
Because they weren't good.
Double digits is one win better.
Jimmy, they weren't good last year.
Their schedule's even easier this year, though. They were good enough.
Were they good last year?
Hold up. Stop. 1 second. Everyone stop for 1 second. How many games did they win last year?
9.
Right. So, whether or not they were good, they won 9 games. The schedule is easier, potentially, this year. To say that they could win double digits is you can't say it's crazy. And in fact, I'm outlawing all people saying it's crazy to say double digits because it's flat out not. Honestly, it's crazy to say like 7 or 8.
What you're saying is, look, last year's schedule was easy. This year's schedule is easy too. I'm going to say it's easier for the. You know,
I think it is,
which
easier.
Is what you're saying.
I think it's
I'm
going to
say
easier.
This year's schedule is easier, so we automatically will win more games than we won last year.
No. I'm saying it's
better.
Not crazy to say that. You guys are being like double digits. That's crazy. No, it's not. It's not crazy.
It's very rational.
It's very logical.
I do think every other team has the chance to be better.
Sure,
also.
They do, of course, but they weren't. That certainly the division didn't. Dallas got worse. Washington got worse. Washington maybe got worse. New York got worse.
You're correct.
Washington might not have gotten worse.
That's why I stopped. I said maybe they didn't. I don't know. I don't believe in Carson Wentz, so whatever, but they didn't have much of a quarterback anyway. But Washington is not scary. Dallas got worse. I mean,
right, but let's say that you're spot on here, and because of the cupcake schedule, they get into the playoffs again and then look exactly like they did in the playoffs last year. That's not a win.
But hold up. First of all, we're not talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about what I think they're going to do in the regular season, right? Like, that's what we're talking about.
No,
what I think
I know.
Their record is, all that. I can't worry about them getting to the playoffs and getting beat again. We don't even know. Like, Hurts could take a huge leap. Like, it's possible that Hurts comes out this year and he's a top 10 quarterback, and then all of a sudden, they're a good football team. Like, just as possible as Hurts doesn't take a leap is that he could take a leap.
Which is everyone's hope. What if they cruise through this regular season schedule and they do get double-digit wins, and then we find that when they play, because they've only played one, you know, legitimate star quarterback the whole regular season.
Yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers.
They get to the postseason and they face someone who's got chops. And they're down.
I can't control
28
that.
To nothing.
That's a bridge. We can cross the bridge when we come to it. Why are we worried right now about losing in the playoffs now?
Because I want this team to be good.
But they could be good. How do you know they're not going to be good, man? Like, their offense is super talented. If Hurts is good, if Hurts takes a step forward, they're going to be good, man.
Huge.
They're going to be good.
That is huge. But I think we're all forgetting that we should have questions about this coach, the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator. We just gloss over that because we're excited.
We're not glossing over it. We're going to find out more about those guys, right? We'll have a better answer.
But will we? You know, like, if we cruise through this regular season, Jimmy.
You still have to beat these teams. These are still NFL teams. Just because we say it's an easy schedule doesn't mean that beating them is meaningless.
Which is why I think we'll win 9 games.
Like,
playoffs.
Oh, well, if we cruise through the schedule, then it's just going to be a fraud of a team. What if they're good? You guys keep talking like it's only the schedule that commit. What if they're a good football team? Like,
then that would be miraculous.
And it's possible.
And
it's
awesome.
Not miraculous. Miraculous is a crazy word for this. It wouldn't be a miracle if they're a good football team. They have talented football players. It would be exciting.
It would be a little surprising
if they're a really good team.
It would be surprising if you go from average for the last 4 years to elite.
Dude, they won the Super Bowl 5 years ago. It's not like
and since they're under 500.
Decades ago.
Since that, they're under 500.
But they're barely. They won two playoff games in that time, too. Like, it's not like they've been a disaster, man.
The bunch. They're the middle of the bunch. And come on, man. Search your feelings. You know it's true. Like, against,
they haven't been great,
against
but
the good
but you're,
teams,
you're acting like they can't
good.
Be better. You're acting like
I think
they were 9-8 last year, and they're going to be better than this year. Like,
I
they're
think
gonna
they
be.
Will be. It's I think it's crazy to say that I'm worried about the possibility that this team looks good in the regular season again. And these questions that the organization has about the coach, about the defensive coordinator, about the quarterback.
Why are you worrying about that now? Worry about that when it
because
happens.
That's what we do.
No. We worry about the regular season now. We're not talking about like, well, I think they're going to be good in the regular season, but then bounce in the playoffs. So why would I get excited for the season? That's crazy.
What we're talking
worry
about.
About the, worry about what
hold
we got
on,
in
we're
front
talking
of us.
About the entirety of the season right now. We're talking about. We're talking about 13 wins during the regular season or 12 wins. I mean, I'm not going to just stop at the end of that. Let's take it one step further. When it really
but
matters,
you're creating these situations
is this team
that
at that level that we want
we
them to be?
We don't know yet, but I think they can be. You clearly don't think they can be. I think they can. I think they
but
can get to a point where they're a good enough team where they get to the playoffs and they win a playoff game. Like, absolutely they can. Why couldn't they?
Question to find out about Jalen Hurts, though?
Yeah,
I mean, that's part of
that's
all of
I'm
it.
That's what I'm saying. Do you find out? Do you know that Jalen is the guy? Do we know that the
we're
going to
find out. He's
going
to go out and play this year.
Point, maybe we don't find out. Maybe we have the same questions.
Well, guess what? Then you got another
year
on his contract.
Hey.
And you cannot pay him. And he can come back for that last year of the contract and figure it out after that. We're worrying about things that haven't happened yet.
What we found out last year is that this team was not good enough at the end.
And they got better.
They did. How much better
against
is the question?
I think they got a lot better. I think they got noticeably better. Mm-hmm. Tom, you got a song lyric for us?
I do. Sorry for getting this all riled up.
No, it's good.
There.
I like it. Yeah, give it to
all
me.
All right, so real quick on the Sixers, the two worst things that could happen are going to the Celtics are going to win the chip, as I predicted over a month ago, and they're going to run back the same mess. So that's that. Yeah, the Sixers are. They're going to run it back.
No.
Nothing's going to change.
We'll see. I think something's going to change.
It's got
what
to.
Daryl Morey
won't
song
let
lyric.
That happen.
For lyric, you go no further than the open of your show. So be it. Threat no more. To secure peace is to prepare for war.
It's a good lyric.
That is good.
Yeah. You know, I like tying in the open of the show. That was kind of clever. I don't know if it's a winning answer. Not too bad. We have not had enough singing today, by the way. If you really want to hammer home your answer, we have always been a show that awards points for effort, for presentation. So, just
you
saying.
Guys are the only two that have sung.
Yes.
And you got kind of tricked into it.
It's outrageous. Yeah. No, we wanted to do it, though. We got tricked in initially, but we wanted to sing.
I mean, but, like, Dan didn't keep singing.
No,
with
I
you.
Know, but we wanted to sing it very clearly. That's why we kept going. 215-592-9494. And I get your point, but I'm just saying is, like, I can't worry yet about giving Jalen Hurts a contract after the season until I see the season, till I see him, till I see if he takes a step forward, if he is much. Look, there might be at the end of the season, there's a world where we're like, pay Jalen Hurts now. That guy's the best. Keep him forever. Like, that's a pot. There's so many different outcomes for this season, what this kid could be.
This season
he's
has to be.
He's 23 years old.
It has to be all
he's
about.
He's younger than Carson Wentz when he played his first game as an Eagle.
But you have set it up so that at the end of this coming season, you are making the decision, which is whether he's your quarterback or whether he's not.
No, you don't have to. I mean, I think
the way
that
you set it up with your draft capital and everything else, you will make that decision next year.
I think that, well, they're very likely, but there is a scenario. I mean, they do have him under contract for one more year after this year. I mean, it is what it is.
I understand that.
There is a scenario where it's a Kirk Cousins, it's a Dak Prescott. It's the kind of thing where you play it out.
And
teams
that
have done
limbo
that.
Is not a cool place
I don't
to
like
be.
It either. I'm not saying I want that, but I'm just saying that there are other scenarios that could play out. And to worry about, like, well, if the Eagles are just good enough to make the playoffs and then they lose in a playoff game because Jalen Hurts, how do we know if he's the guy or not? Like, These are all questions that will sort themselves out, or we will discuss as the season goes on, but it doesn't mean that they're not going to be a good football team. Like, it doesn't mean that they can't be an 11-12-win football team and go in the playoffs with a chance to win a game.
I mean, even just 10
wins. Of course
wins.
They have a chance to win the game, to win a playoff game. I remember the last time we've seen this team play, we were so gravely disappointed. We didn't expect it was going to look like that. And I'm just, I have this fear that we're setting up to have a similar situation. It does feel, I mean,
okay, the
it
last
is
time,
awesome
the
that
last
we've got
time
an easy schedule, but it's also...
The last time we saw the Phillies, they were in Atlanta blowing a series with a chance to win the division for the 10th year in a row or whatever, and they make a couple moves in the offseason that we really like, and we're like, 90 wins, let's go, whoa! Why can't you do the same thing for the Eagles? Why can't you say, you know what, they went out and got Hassan Reddick. They went out and got A.J. Brown. The one thing you were asking the whole offseason, trade for a star receiver, go get me DK Metcalf, go get me Debo, go get me this, go get me... It's all you asked for. You mentioned it 1,000 times, and then they go get one of the, in your opinion, 8 best receivers in football?
It.
Like, give them a little benefit of the doubt that this could be something better. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my point. Just
well,
like you think with the Phillies,
point is,
flip
it
to the Eagles a little bit.
It will be better. We've got a lot to cover to get good enough. Like, we have a lot of road to travel before we get from where we were last season to where I want us to be. So I don't know how much better this team is.
Let's go to Carney's Point and talk to Jeff. Jeffrey.
Hey, what's happening, gentlemen?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I'm pretty optimistic about this season. I'm looking at 12 to 13 wins.
My man. Richie.
And,
doesn't it sound crazy, though? Like, doesn't that seem like, wow. Like, 12 or 13 wins. When I think of those teams, it's like chief territory.
Well, we do have to adjust. Like, 12 and 5 is a different record from 12 and 4.
And maybe that's part
you know,
of it.
It is
maybe,
part,
maybe
Dallas
that's
was 12
part
and 5 last year, right? And they were not a great team. They were
I do
were
feel
fine.
Like
they were solid.
Like, historically, I feel like a 12-win team, that is a first-round bye team. And that's just like my bias based on my experience. But there's a big difference between an 11-win team and a 12-win team. Now I have to sort of recalibrate, I guess. You know, that 11-win team is now a 12-win team for all intents and purposes. They're not quite elite, but, you know, it's all just gradations here. You're talking about this team makes a huge leap, and it's certainly possible.
Well, Hurts is a go-getter. He don't know how to not, you know, he's improved, you know, when we first seen him to the next year we've seen him again, he's improved. So this year I'm expecting more improvement.
Yeah,
me too.
He don't know how to lose. He wants to win. He's got it in his blood. He's a tiger on the field. Now he's got weapons.
Love it. So, Jeff, you got a song lyric for us, my friend?
I absolutely do. And I'm going to sing it to you.
Yes.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. And the world will live as one.
Jeff, great job.
A great John Lennon.
Nice work,
that is
Jeff.
A great lyric. It's a strong work right there.
Yeah.
That could be our leader in the clubhouse. That's up there. That's strong work. 215-592-9494. I said I'd get to this segment. My fault. James Bradberry, the type of difference maker he could be for the Eagles if they sign him. John Ritchie's going to tell us what type of difference James Bradberry could make if it is a move the Eagles decide to make. Plus, it is 12:25. I've gotten my first Joe DeCamera text of the show. Normally they come
really?
Earlier. So I finally got one. What did Joe say? We'll tell you next. It's a midday show. We're coming right back.
No DeCamera today. That's awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
Oh, it was always nice when they throw Ringo a bone, you know? It's like one on each album, you know?
So, do you like the Beatles version or the Joe Cocker version?
Of this specific song, I like the Joe Cocker version. I think it's better.
Me too.
Yeah.
Hate to say it.
Yeah. And Joe Cocker, I mean, it's just better.
Joe Cocker, man. Just power.
What a voice.
So unique.
Yeah, very unique. Yeah, and obviously we all think of the Wonder Years, right?
I was afraid of Joe Cocker as a kid. I didn't know what was wrong with him. Like watching him sing. Have you ever seen him sing?
Yeah, he gets into it.
I'd never seen anything like that. And I watched, all I did was watch music television as a kid. Yeah. I think my parents thought it was educational. Like, we got the illegal cable hookup in 1980, and we had...
it's cool. He's watching music videos. It's like school. It's
fun. No, seriously. They like, encouraged me to watch MTV.
You're watching, like, Metallica.
Yeah. So I'm watching it all the time. Like, Joe Cocker, there's not a whole lot of Joe Cocker videos out there, but I remember, like, sometimes, what was that show? Solid Gold. For some reason, I thought I saw Joe Cocker on Solid Gold. Remember that?
I remember the show. I don't remember Joe Cocker on it.
And I just, I didn't know what the deal was. he was so just, I mean, he doesn't have like, he's got a stage presence, but it's just different than anyone else's. It's sort of more, it's not attractive.
No.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. It's a good way to put it.
For all the times that we have taken DeCamera out of context for Drop of the Week stuff, about to be in your Drop of the Week folder, James, is John saying, I'm afraid of Joe.
There we go. Look at that.
No. Did I really say that?
Yep.
Most, I think there were really a few in that little thing. You could pull the whole thing and we'll save a few.
I said Joe Cocker, though.
But,
yes,
you know, sometimes.
But if we can take Joe out of context, we can take you out of context.
Wow.
Mosh, great job back there. Good job.
Yeah.
You know, you can fill in for me any day. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phones in a sec. Richie, tease it before the break. Actually, two breaks, so let's get right to it. Lot of talk about James Bradberry as a potential option. Obviously, we all know the Eagles have two real holes on this team that we've been talking about filling that have not been filled. The second safety spot alongside Anthony Harris. Right now, it looks like Epps. And the second cornerback spot, even more kind of glaring there because we've never even seen Zach McPherson play football. We don't know who the other option is there. If it's not going to be someone they bring in and then the Giants go ahead and release James Bradberry, couldn't get a trade made. And all of a sudden there's a, 27, 28-year-old, formerly elite, you know, pretty damn good number two cornerback out there for you. What do you think of James Bradberry, the player? And what kind of a difference would it be? Like, how much, if in 3 days or in a week it comes out the Eagles signed James Bradberry, how much more excited are you about the season? Like, what kind of a difference does this make for the team in your mind?
A huge difference. James Bradberry is a one. I mean, James Bradberry is one of the 10 best cornerbacks in the NFL.
Wow. Wow.
He had a less stellar season last year. But I think he still had four picks, 17 passes defensed the year before.
Yeah, 2020, he was phenomenal.
He was awesome, but he had three picks, 18 passes defensed, but he just played better. He locked it down. He's a guy who's big. I don't know exactly how big. I want to guess 6'1", 210, 215, you know, for a cornerback, that's big, and long arms, you know, that, so he can cover ground. I mean, he's not the blur type cornerback where he's running a 4.3 and can hang with anybody, but he's got the size and the arms to be able to stymie anyone at the line of scrimmage and then run fast enough to hang with anyone. But just, you know, he's more of a physical presence, and I really like him. Just imagining him on one side and Darius Slay on the other side, it doesn't seem possible.
I mean, arguably the best cornerback tandem in football.
Maybe,
if they signed him.
Yeah.
Like, arguably, you know, in the discussion.
And
you don't see it like that very often. We certainly haven't seen that
not here
for a long time. Yeah. And
Bobby and Troy, I mean, even Lito and Sheldon weren't quite as high
they
level.
They weren't at this level.
Exactly.
This guy really is good, and he's available. Right now.
For just money.
The Giants, right, they couldn't afford him. He's on the open market, but he's looking for a big payday. And, you know, the Eagles are going to have to...
Well, I think what they have to hope is that he's looking for a prove-it type of deal that, you know, because he was cut late in this process and whatnot, that a lot of teams have filled those spots already, have allocated their money already and whatnot,
yeah.
That you hope he says, all right, I'm going to go out and crush it for a year and then get a 3-4-year deal somewhere else after the season when I can start the free agency period off fresh. You're hoping that's what he's looking for right now. Because yeah. I agree, if they have to go long-term, it starts to get a little worrisome as the Eagles.
Yeah, man, if we could seal this deal, and I would guess he's looking to make, you know, top cornerback, you know, up to $15 million a year type money.
Now it is, again, the situation, like 10-ish,
yeah.
something like
well,
that maybe.
I think 12. That the Eagles would probably be trying to, mm-hmm. you know, do a $10 million thing and defer a
sure.
lot of that.
Sure.
And he, you know, we'll bring you back and give you a big deal the year after. Let's see what you got type thing. Man, if we could get that done,
Ooh.
Thank you, Howard. This has been an all-timer of an offseason.
It really would
get
be.
That done.
Yeah, it really would be. It'd be a massive, massive addition and
yeah.
the biggest hole the team has. So let's hope. I think there's a real chance. Like obviously,
I think there is too.
I think it's a real chance it happens. So,
yeah.
215-592-9494. Let's roll back to the phones, head to Collingdale and talk to Anthony. Anthony!
Hey, John. Hey, James. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Anthony. How are you?
Oh, doing great. John, I think your number's a little low. I spoke to you after the
Niner.
Day. Yeah, the Niner.
The Niner.
Yeah.
I
don't feel great about that. I mean, it is the same as last year. But just like I said, when I went through and I counted the games, and I was trying to be honest.
Yeah, you got
to
keep
you know,
it real.
I was counting. I was looking at those games against the Commies and saying, okay, I think we're better than they are, but division game, it's likely we'll split. You know, when I looked at the first four games, I know a lot of people just gloss over and say, hey, we're just going to win them all. I said, it's not likely. So I think, you know, we're going to get caught by either the Commies or the Vikings because I think we're close with those teams. And I don't know how much better we are.
So if nine's optimistic, like what do you truly, like how many wins do you really think we're going to have?
Well, I really think that we'll have nine. Because
I
I'm optimistic
that,
about
yeah,
the team.
Yeah, yeah. You could see 10, right? You wouldn't
sure.
be shocked at 10, 11,
yeah.
something like that. That wouldn't be the most shocking thing ever for him.
I just really feel good about the direction, especially the defense is going with our acquisitions. It looks like we really kind of have a direction that they want to go in with the 3-4.
But see, everyone, they ran a 3-4 last year.
Right, but
I'm
they
sort
didn't,
of surprised.
They, well, they didn't have the personnel. They didn't have the personnel
right.
to run a 3-4. They might have thrown 3-4
who...
looks out there, but they didn't have personnel for it. Now they've spent an offseason adding guys like Hassan Reddick, adding guys like Jordan Davis, Kaiser, guys who more fit what they're trying to do from a scheme perspective.
We had
expect Kobe Dean to step in, too, with T.J. Edwards. Like, if they get freed up, like heads are going to roll. Like, no one's going to be able to run on us.
Well, I sure hope. That would
yeah.
be amazing. It makes a big difference when you've got a nose tackle that actually likes that role, and Jordan Davis certainly does. Last year, remember, we had our D tackle saying he didn't like the way he was being
He's not
deployed.
Here to chase down screens, all right, John Ritchie, all right?
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on.
No, the defense we have added, and I really, for the first time in – ever. I mean, my entire life since I played, even during when I played, I wasn't happy with the linebackers we had on those teams.
I know, right?
I mean, I faced them every day. Like, I knew what we had, and I was like, why are these? What? But no, these linebackers are exciting. And I'm talking all of them, not just like the new guys.
But T.J. Edwards, you brought him up.
In.
Like, I like T.J. Edwards.
I like T.J.
Yeah.
a lot, but I like Davion. I even like Davion. Davion
Flashed
Taylor
a little last year.
Was starting at the beginning of the season, and he can really move.
You know what they have there? They have some athletes there. What a shock.
We've got real athletes. If we count Hassan Reddick as a linebacker, you got Hassan Reddick, TJ Edwards, Kyzir White, Davion Taylor, Nakobe Dean. That's five real outstanding athletes that we can deploy in all sorts of different looks. And that's a complete departure from what we're accustomed to around here.
Yeah, if we could turn at least half of these teams into a one-dimensional team early in the game, I mean, I factor that in as, you know, a lot of wins.
Anthony, you got a song lyric for us?
Yeah, I got one. It's "Sing Us a Song, You're the Piano Man."
Nice one. One of the songs that I sang on the streets of Belgium when I was a kid. Oh. Remember I told you about this? Yeah. I used to sing Piano Man on the streets of Belgium. Yeah. Swear to God.
Forgot, yeah. Like, I, every yeah. so often yeah, it comes yeah. up, I forgot about the yep. Europe part of your life.
Yep, I was a street performer.
That's
in
a good
Belgium,
one.
Ghent, Belgium.
Wow.
I know.
That is a good song. You know, that's a
big Billy
good
Joel
song.
Guy when I was younger. I was really into
man.
Billy Joel.
Me too.
You know, I can sing all the words, we insert the fire. Like, I'm like, I was a Billy
do
guy.
It.
I'm aware.
I have before.
No, do it now.
I'm not going to do it again, but I did it on the show before. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red, Johnny Race, Officer. I mean, I could do it. So, yeah.
I believe it.
I believe you.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
The good thing about Piano Man is it's all white keys.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's unique. I never knew that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's makes it easier.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's in C.
Wouldn't matter for me. All the keys didn't matter. Yeah. But I would love to learn to play the piano someday. I would actually have to, you know, put some effort in. 215-592-9490.
Might be a little late.
Yeah, I think I'm a little late on that one. I'm hoping maybe I can force Zoe to do these things and then live vicariously through her. You know? Oh, you like the piano, right? Play the piano. It'd be cool. Let's go to New Jersey.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, right. No, trust me, I know.
I remember all the kids who were forced to play.
Oh, I'm not
piano.
Gonna I was joking. I'm not gonna force you or anything.
None of them liked it. It was
sad. I'm excited to see what she's into and then foster those things.
Yeah.
That's my goal. All right, let's go to Jersey and talk to our pal Mike. What up, Mike?
What's going on, Jimmy?
How you doing, pal?
Yeah,
what's up,
I'm
Mike?
I'm all right. I can't complain too much. I'm up here anyway.
It's true.
I'm with you, Jimmy. I'm seeing 12 wins.
The positivity today is I'm loving it. It's overwhelming.
At least 12. At least.
At least. Wow. That would be incredible. It's a heck of a regular season. Do we have a week first week of the playoffs? Do we have off?
Possibly, John.
Bye time.
Think about that. Think about what we're saying, man. If they win 12 games, they've got a chance to be the one seed.
Yeah, it probably won't be. I mean, like last year with the Packers, we're 13 or 14 to get the one seed. So I doubt they'll get the one seed if they win 12. But it's certainly possible.
A lot to get excited about, a lot.
And you know what? That's cool. It's fun. It's nice to not be angry about the Eagles. And to, look, we'll see how it plays out. We might be angry once the season starts, but it's nice to have a little excitement.
I know we're going to be angry for that one stretch.
Yeah,
where we got the Packers and the Colts, Packers, Titans.
Times where we're
there's going to be that stretch where people are doubting. But there's only that one stretch.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Mike, you got a song lyric for us, bud?
I got a good one. I got a good one. You ready?
Yep.
Master of puppets are pulling your string, twisting your mind, and smashing your dreams.
It's a great one. And
what a song.
I knew that you were going to go that way, Mike, obviously.
What a song.
It's a big one.
I got kicked out of a... I told you about that.
Yeah, you did.
Got kicked out of like the special area at a Metallica concert. Like, they were huge Raiders fans. They let me stand right next to like all their recording stuff, like right there, a perfect spot. You could hear it. I mean, they were recording an album, a live album. Master of Puppets came on, and I couldn't control myself. It was just so badass. I was jumping all over the place, and they kept reprimanding me. And I was there like as a friend of James. And they ended up booting me out of the whole concert.
It's probably not the move.
Terrible look.
Not great. The fullback just bumping around,
just
bumping
an
it.
Idiot. I couldn't control myself.
I would be scared to be in a mosh pit with you,
John. Oh, man.
That doesn't sound like anything fun.
Reaches something primal in you.
Love it. 215. Your whole thing was primal. It was good. 215-592-9490. We're just going to South Philly and talk to Anthony. Hey, Ant.
Jimmy, how are you, buddy? John, how you doing?
Doing well, Anthony.
What a pleasure, Ant. How you doing?
Listen, let me just say, today this show is starting to sound like a sports damp dream. Everybody's out of their minds, I think. I don't disagree with either one of you guys, but I think we're all missing a point here. Offense is better, Jimmy. You're definitely right about that. And we got a weak strength of schedule. But I think the season's going to hinge on Jonathan Gannon. Ooh. If he plays that soft coverage again, no matter what alignment he comes up with, that's going to negate our rush, and that's going to give us a headache. And I think we're going to give games away if he doesn't improve.
Look,
so I think that's the main thing.
I think it's a good – I'm not a Jonathan Gannon fan. I have not been a Jonathan Gannon fan. I will say, to the point we were just making, I am intrigued to see him with personnel that fit what he wants to do more. They didn't have that last year, so I'm willing to suspend some of my, you know – my qualms, dislike, whatever you want to say, of Gannon for a while. But trust me, Ant, I'm right there with you. Like, I'm not confident in him for sure.
Right, and he's the question mark for me. He's the wild card. And I'm interested to see what he does when another team's offense starts to run a hurry-up offense, what he does with Jordan Davis, because then he's not going to be able to sub him.
Yeah, Richie, what do you think about that? That it is an interesting – and it, look, Jordan Davis is an athlete. You know, hopefully he's in really good shape and all that, but if they really, you know, keep him on the field, that could be a problem, right? I mean, that is something you worry about with that type of player.
Yeah, it's sort of akin to the Hackabin dilemma.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
You get stuck, and that could be a real issue. Georgia wasn't willing to have him out there as an every-down player. And we were told that was because, you know, they wanted to keep guys from heading to the transfer portal. I don't buy that. You know, he needs to get better, and that's going to be really interesting to see if he can take that step conditioning wise. I'm positive they've got him with a dietitian, and he's going to be working hard on being right for this season. So I'm not that worried about that part. But I know that as the season progresses, those big guys, they end up, you know, getting bigger. And it can, like, later in season, sometimes it can become worse. The weight gets to be like a spiraling out of control thing. But and he, man, he can be so good. That's the only thing that's going to hold him back. I'm excited. I'm more excited about the possibilities for this defense than I am worried about that, though. Because last year, I was at wit's end with how just vanilla everything looked all the time. You know, part of what you can do when you've got athletes like we have, like those guys I was just talking about, Hassan Reddick and Davion Taylor, N'Kobe Dean and Kaiser White, you've got these medium-sized athletes out there on the field who can lay some wood on people, and they're also really quick, really explosive. You can draw up some crazy-looking stuff with the linebacker luxury that we have right now. I mean, like, you know, backer dogs, where you're blitzing things more than we did last year. We wanted to see more creativity, and I feel, you know, It's really possible.
I like that.
He couldn't go there because he just – who are you going to blitz?
That's interesting.
Who on that defense could actually get there? We've got a bunch of guys now who can get there. And that, you know, that makes me more excited than reserved about the conditioning issues with Jordan Davis.
Hey, you got a song lyric for us?
Yeah, I got. Can I give you some on the Sixers?
Sure, go ahead.
Listen, this thing with Harden, I know he's what's his name's hellbent on signing this guy. But I, like I said earlier to you guys in another call, but there's another angle to this. Embiid can stop this if he goes in there and gives them an ultimatum. Not as far as trading him, but just, you know, I don't want this guy signed. He's got some leverage.
That's true.
And if he does that, I mean, Harden's probably going to opt in. Well, we got an option there, too. We can eat some of his contract. We did it with in another sport with Wentz. And then trade him and make him more palatable to another team. We may be able to get the Wizards to bite and get a Bradley Beal if we take $15, $20 million of his contract.
I don't know how it works with the salary cap and that stuff
either,
in the
Jim,
NBA.
But I thought it was an option that they could do it.
Yeah, it's a thought. Ant, you got a lyric?
This is for all the old guys out there. Yesterday by Paul McCartney and the Beatles. You want the lyric or you want the
lyric? Yeah, give us your best lyric.
Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
That is a Classic line right there. That is
big one.
Another potential winning hitter. Yeah. I heard when I was, I think it's changed, but when I was growing up, I remember the, it used to be like that yesterday was played somewhere on the radio, like every 2 minutes or something across the world. It was something insane like that. And I don't think it still holds, but it was.
I think it's a song that everyone knows.
Everyone knows. Everybody
everyone
knows yesterday.
In the world.
At some point or another, you come into contact with yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
For sure. Beautiful song.
Speaking of yesterday, he was here yesterday, not today. Jody Camera usually likes to listen when he's not here, when he can, and usually will text me. And I usually get a lot of texts. Today, only one. You ready for the only text that I've got from Jody Camera?
Uh-huh.
My favorite lyric ever is "Scratch My Back, Baby." That's it. That's what I got from Jody Camera today.
Wow. And
more like rub my feet, baby. I think it's more the Jody Carroll.
I bet he asked her to scratch his back.
Of course he does. Are you kidding me? Anything that, you know, comfort. And
why does that bother me so much?
It really does. It really does. I think what it is the lack of reciprocation that is implied.
Yeah.
I think it just seems like very, you know, sloth-like.
I'm assuming something, though. Like, I am assuming that this is so one-sided.
Well, it is. He said it on the air. We know the foot rubbing thing is. Like, he makes her rub his feet, and
it's
he
just
very
unfair.
Rarely reciprocates.
It's unfair.
Of course it's unfair.
Isn't Joe at a
funeral?
He is Well, I guess he was in the car.
Okay, just as long as he's not, like, you know, his phone up to his ear at the funeral.
No, I'm assuming he's not. And I'm guessing the funeral could be done by now.
Yeah, probably. That's fair.
Probably done. But regardless, yeah, I'm with you. I hate thinking about the whole thing to begin with. Yeah. You know, the Joe and Amy foot rubbing thing, just in and of itself.
We don't want to have to think about his feet.
I hate
the
idea of someone rubbing him, period.
Yes,
that's
my issue.
Like,
that's
giving him that
his elven
soothing
feet.
Comfort.
You know, his
Hobbit-like
feet. Thank you, that's what I was looking for.
Definitely Hobbit-like
feet. So, yeah, I just, the whole thing bothers me. I'm very out on the whole thing.
Me
but
too.
Scratch my back, baby.
His favorite lyric. Of course.
Yeah, this is big and bushy. This is good stuff, man.
It's true.
Something that caller addressed. I mean, everyone would sign up for trade Harden, get Bradley Beal. So the big three is Joel, Bradley Beal, and Tyrese Maxey.
Well, everyone would sign up. Yeah.
But how, it's just like, I'm positive that's not doable.
Of course it's not. And to his point, I don't think you could do that in the NBA. I don't think the NBA lets you do what you could do in the NFL where you'll say, I'll eat the contract, you take the guy. I don't think that works. In the NBA, it's all about matching up salaries, right? It's like this contract for this contract, this guy for this guy, and like you have to be within a certain percentage and all that in trades.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if it's a Harden for Beal type deal. Hmm. Shocked. Right. And I do think there's something with the Harden thing that is, you know, worth continually bringing up is the Maury Harden relationship. It is going to be fascinating. I mean, that was like what we talked about when the trade happened. It was like an abnormal player-GM relationship. You don't normally see a player and a GM who have this type of connection. So if Daryl Morey is going to do something like move on from James Harden or trade James Harden or something, it would be a real departure from the, you know, what Daryl Morey was before. So it will be fascinating to see how it plays out.
It would. You'd have to assume, because of that mutual respect, that sort of thing would not happen unless Harden wanted it, unless he signed off on it. And I can't see that.
I can't either. No way.
He's a man. The truth of the matter is we are, I believe, it's absolute that we will no longer have Tobias Harris on this team. Will we have Tyrese Maxey? I don't know. I absolutely want him, but there's that argument you can make that Tyrese Maxey will not be an elite NBA player for a few years. And you've got to get an elite player right now to match with Joel and James Harden.
I mean, you could argue it's very likely, as much as we love Maxey, that he'll never be Bradley Beal, you know, or that level of player. Yeah. You know, I think he has a chance to get there. What we've seen, the improvement at 20 to 21, him going from being a more or less bad or at best average three-point shooter to being one of the best in the NBA.
He was a 30% three-point shooter in his first
year. And it was 42 this year or something?
43.
I mean, that's insane.
It was 42.7.
So that level of improvement, that level of dedication, like, I do think that translates into future success.
Hey,
I just don't know how much.
Why? And let's carry this over to the football thing. I believe in Tyrese Maxey because his work ethic and the proof has been on the court. We've heard about the work ethic, and then we've seen it
actualize on the court.
Mm-hmm. Results.
Yeah. What we've been told about Jalen Hurts is he's got that same kind of drive, that same kind of work ethic, yet everyone seems to scoff
Joe seems to scoff at me
when I say that his work ethic matters and that he will be better.
I think Joe's just wrong about that. I mean, I think you can't say work ethic is the only reason someone will get to a certain level, but I think what you can say is that whatever level of talent Jalen Hurts has in his body, in his soul, in his mind, all that, like whatever he's gotten him, he will get it out. Exactly. He will get that out of him. Whatever that is, whatever his ceiling is, he is as likely as any other football player I've seen to reach that ceiling strictly because of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it, I think. Mm-hmm. But I do agree. Joe does demean that too much. 215-592-9494. Where are you at? Eagles expectations. Sixers. Bradley Beal? Would you trade Maxey to do it? And, of course, we've been talking Phillies as well. The upcoming schedule. It's a gauntlet. It is a make or break time for the Phillies. Get involved. 215-592-9494. It's Richie. It's Seltzer. We're coming right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.